Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Now, last Saturday night, I don't know if you were home watching television, snoozing on the couch, just laying around eating, but we were at the big Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards night, and it was a good night for civic media. Chris Morrow, our Vice President, General Manager, and President of the Southern Region of Civic Media was here. It was a good night for Civic Media.
It was. We, as a group, I think we brought home 9 first place awards across the state and 11 or 12 second place awards for various programs on stations from here up to Green Bay to Eau Claire and Wausau even.
Yeah, we did very well that night. It was a nice night, nice evening.
Nice evening, nice group of people. It was fun to see all the TV people. They come all dressed up in formal gowns and, you know, the high-end hairdos and all that stuff.
Not like the radio people.
No, we sat there, you know, we had, yeah, a sport jacket, but heck if I'm wearing a tie to a party like that when I'm eating. But no, it was a great evening, always is. And congratulations to Don Rosen, the best morning show in the whole state.
That's
right here
good.
On WRJN.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
The other award that came our way was, again, thanks to Don Rosen and Milwaukee and Wisconsin radio legend and broadcasting Hall of Famer Bob Berry. The interview that Don did late last year about the Beatles and Bob's career. We called Bob this morning. So it's not Bob Berry calling the world. It's Don Rosen calling Bob Berry this morning.
Calling the world.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Man, congratulations to you guys. That's incredible. And I know how good that feels. That's a great feeling to get an honor like that.
Well, we couldn't have done it without you. Otherwise, it would have been an interview with nobody answering.
Well, that sure was a shock to me, and due to, you know, the way you conducted the interview, I'm sure you really asked the right questions.
Well, and it's easy with you because there's so many things to talk about, but and it was based on your book, which is give the title of the book.
It's Rock and Roll Radio Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's a great book. My wife and I both read. Actually, she read it to me because I like the way she reads. And we read the book. It is very, very well done. And if you have any nostalgia for Milwaukee radio in the 1960s, this is the guy. Now, Chris and I was talking about, a lot of the interview was about you and the Beatles because you introduced the Beatles on stage in concert when they came here in, 64. And you actually hung out at their hotel room with them.
Right.
So Chris and I were saying, we know Bob Berry, who knows the Beatles, so that makes us one degree of separation from Paul and Ringo right now. We were thinking if they ever come to town, Paul or Ringo, and you hang out with them, call us up. We'll hang out with you.
Yeah, you're the 6th and 7th Beatle. Yeah.
Right, there we go. Sure.
We'll meet Paul McCartney at Culver's or something, or Lee's Deli.
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll be with... Well, we just...
You know, it has to be a vegan meal, of course.
Oh, is he vegan, Paul? Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lee's Deli has veggies on the subs.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
Okay.
So just let us know when they come to town and call you. We'll be right over. So, Bob, we just want to thank you very much for helping us get that award for best interview in the state of Wisconsin, and we do appreciate it, my friend.
Well, thank you for sharing it. I appreciate that. That was quite a surprise, and I appreciate it.
You know, it's an honor not only to know you, but to be able to interview you on the radio for both of us. Chris used to work with you, so, you know, I never worked with you, but Chris did. And so it's an honor. Thank you very much, Bob.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Take care.
He's a true legend.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He is.
Well, congratulations to Civic Media. You are the president of the Southern
Region, Wisconsin, basically.
Yeah, but you are the president. Yeah. And congratulations again. It was a great night. And I had to bring all those plaques in this morning.
I know. We've got
all the awards.
6 of them out here for our building alone.
2 trips.
Yeah.
And the people at the table, very nice. Corey was there. CEO of the company. Aaron was there, program director for the company.
Sure.
And Dan Haney, who's just on the other side of the window, won Best Morning Show, Large Market, in Milwaukee.
Yeah, that was a great deal. If you don't know, we have WAUK 540, which you can hear in Racine and throughout the state. And we do an all-news, all-morning program there. So it's continuous news from 6 to 9. And we submitted to see how we did. But, you know, you're up against some of the perennial big dogs, for example, in Milwaukee. I mean, 620 WTMJ, big news station. WISN, big news talk station. Those are the talk stations we were up against with this program and came out on top this year. So unexpected, but what a great what a great feeling to know that Civic Media and WAUK are doing something right for the Milwaukee market as well.
Well, thank you for leading us, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Chris Morrow.